country is wonderful when you're here. It's ever so lovely in Lancashire, and it's ever so fun in 1751 on a farm with a nonpareil, if you don't mind a bit of smell. It is ever so leisurely on this land, with the animals meet in a merry band. It's a symphony sweet if you just want to be, you can stand for the rural joys, if you don't mind a bit of noise. As you go for a country walk, there are so many sights that you won't want to miss, but it's not so lovely here as this.
My maiden name was Frances Hill. I was born in a small village near Liverpool in Lancashire, of parents extremely poor, yet actually, I believe, extremely wholesome.
Fanny!
Fanny!
Oh, yes, I was known as Fanny. Fanny Hill.
Life was bliss for this miss, blooming here in nature's kiss. Only one thing was rather vague, that was how to avoid the plague.
Actually, I was quite healthy. But as I entered my 15th year, my parents were both carried off by the smallpox.
Things are usually gay in the country, but they take on a rather different turn when you've only got 8 guineas in the pantry, and your parents leave you helpless and all alone.
So I became an unhappy, friendless orphan. I decided to set off for London to seek assistance and advice from Phoebe Davis, a childhood friend who had met with great success in the city. Phoebe always said to me,
"If you ever need assistance, you must call on me in London. I shall never fail to come to your aid."
How does she afford those beautiful dresses?
Frugality and virtue.
So I set off to seek my fortune.
A phrase which, by the way, has ruined more adventurers from the country than ever it made or advanced.
I wanted to see what Phoebe had described to me of London. The tombs, the lions, the king, the royal family, the fine plays and operas. And most of all, I wanted to dress like Phoebe.
Goodbye and good luck, dear Fanny.
She told me that several maids out of the country had made themselves by going to the big city. If luck were all, why not I as well as another? I had my youth, 8 guineas and 17 shillings, and could not imagine so great a treasure ever being exhausted.
The fare to London is 1 guinea, miss.
Do sit next to me and I shall tell you the story of my poor dear mother, who is suffering greatly and near unto death.
Oh, my dear sir, I can sympathize most heartily, having just lost my own.
Clippy clop clop, clippy clippy clop, clip, clippy clippy clop, clippy clop clop. Clippy clop clop, clippy clippy clop, clip, clippy clippy clop, clippy clop clop. Oh, it's such a lovely ride to London, if you don't mind a bump or two.
If you don't mind a pinch,
or a leer, or the stench,
or the rain, or the sleet, or the muck and the mire, or the mud on your feet, or companions dire. And now to the